You're on.
Is there a motion to come back from recess into public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I mean, that's motion carried. We're back in regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for the County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to the director and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. The first hearing today, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1803, filed on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC. Janelle.
Thank you. This is an application for a change of zone from AR1 to an MRRPC residential plan community for approximately 12.313 acres. It's located on the southwest corner of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and West Sand Cove Road, Road 394. The tax map district is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 50, or a portion of, and Parcel 51. There is no 911 address available. On July 26, 2016, the Planning Commission held a public hearing. This application was filed on April 7, 2016. The applicants filed an exhibit booklet referencing both applications. The exhibit booklet contains letters relating to the change in zoning, environmental assessment, and public facilities evaluations, preliminary site plan, site plan renderings, a proximity map, plus comments and the response, a summary and deed, a series of maps and data, so stormwater conceptual plan, traffic site circulation, letters from utility providers, and wetlands information. We also received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, and the County's Engineering Department of Utility Planning Division. We also found that the applicant was present with and was represented by James Fuquay, and he presented his application, and then there were several, the commission found that Several members of the public were present and acknowledged the developer that does a great job, but had some concerns about vehicle lights intrusion, the entrance on 54, lighted intersection at 54 and Route 20. And then on August 11th, 2016, the commission did discuss this application under old business and did recommend approval of the change in zone from AR1 to MRRPC. And if you'd like, I can read their motion to the record.
Certainly.
So Mr. Hudson stated that he would move the commission recommend approval of the change of zone 1803 for CMF Bayside LLC for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an MRRPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is adjacent to portions of the existing American and Bayside MRRPC development. It will be an extension of the existing development. Two, the proposed density of 48 residential units is consistent with the density of the American and Bayside development, and these units will be included in and will not exceed the total number of units permitted in the existing American and Bayside MRRPC approvals. Three, the proposed development will have sewer service provided by Sussex County and water provided by Tidewater Utilities. Four, the proposed rezoning to an MRRPC is in compliance with the goals and objectives of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The plan also recognizes that a range of housing types are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive developing area where this project is located, including multifamily and townhouse units. The proposed retail and office use is also appropriate in this area according to the comprehensive plan. Five, the proposed development will not adversely impact neighboring properties, traffic, or the environment. Six, the development will be an extension of the existing Bayside development, and residents will be members of the American and Bayside Homeowners Association, entitling them to the development's existing recreational amenities and requiring them to pay the required dues and assessments within the development. Seven, that this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential dwelling units shall be 48 on this land incorporated into the existing MRRPC. B, the retail office portion of the lands incorporated into the existing MRRPC shall not exceed 18,000 square feet of retail office space. C, the 48 units and 18,000 square feet of office space approved as part of this extension of the MRPC shall be part of the uses approved in conditions 1 and 3 of change of zone number 1393 and shall not be in addition to these conditions previously imposed on the American and Bayside MRRPC project. D, conditions number 24, the change of zone 1393 requiring access to Route 54 shall not be applicable to the retail office space as part of this application. E, the development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. F, the developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. G, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. H, stormwater management and erosion sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner consistent with best management practices. I, the final site plan for each phase of the development shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. J, the project shall be incorporated as part of the existing American and Bayside MRRPC change of zone number 1393 and shall be subject to and benefited by the conditions imposed upon that development except as modified herein. K, all entrances, roadway, intersection, multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT determinations. L, the interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirement. M, the residential units in this development shall be part of American and Bayside Homeowners Association responsible for the maintenance of roads, streetways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, the final site plan shall be include a landscape plan for the all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those areas. P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that was motioned by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Ross, and was carried unanimously and forwarded to the County Council for their consideration. And staff would also note that the exhibit booklet along with the staff analysis was provided to Council last week. Thank you.
Any questions from Council?
One question. Under condition D, what was the condition 24 and change of zone 1393?
It was that there would be no access off of Route 54 for the commercial portion of the original Americana Bayside, and I believe the applicant could provide more information.
So it was granted, 1393 was granted with that condition on it back when they got that.
Correct.
And they accepted it then.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. If you could explain this to me. They originally were, this wording back here where, that the 48 units shall be part of the original calculation in the originally approved 1,700 units. So the original acreage at 1,700 units was 2 units to the acre, approximately, a little less. And now how does the, are they subtracting 48 units somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll hear that from the applicant. So that there's still the cap at 48.
The cap is still the overall total that was approved as part of the original change of zone application for the MRRPC. Uh-huh. They'll be taking these 48 units from other places that have yet to be developed and putting them there, and the, if so approved.
Okay, do we have to take away from the others?
No, they will do that as they revise.
In conditional use, I mean, in somewhere in this, do they have to show where they're taking them from so that we know that it's just basically a wash?
They will have to revise their master plan to show where they're moving units from, and that will go.
They have not done that yet?
They have not done that yet because they're doing that in other different phases as well. So once they finalize that, and again, if this is approved, they will need to provide a revised master plan.
And also the commercial portion of this, they're just shifting it from supposedly one area and putting the same space that they were permitted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So there's no...
There is no net increase in the number of residential units, and there's no increase in the overall number
space.
Of commercial space.
Just they're relocating it.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Were there any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name's Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, CMF Bayside LLC. And with the exception of the press and security, everyone else here today is with me. So I'm going to be a bit more informal and hopefully quick. I know you had a long meeting last week, and I'm sure you'd like to get out of here.
You're getting like Gene Byer. He wants to always be
I can be longer if you'd like.
I don't know if you want to be like Gene Byer.
Do not listen to Councilman Cole in that respect.
Yes.
We appreciate the efficiency of your presentation.
So what I'm going to do is I have a number of people here with me. Rich Rochelle is with CMF Bayside. Doug Melson's the property owner, and he's the applicant on the second application, and then a number of our consultants here. I'm not going to call any of them. I can pretty much explain everything we're doing, and then if you have any questions for the consultants, you can ask them questions.
Hit the escape button.
You got to hit escape.
Use the mouse or at the bottom.
Okay. This application, the CMF application, and the next hearing on Doug Melson's application are two separate applications. They're independent of one another, but as I will explain, both applications involve the same parcel of land. So much of the information I'm going to be discussing on this first application applies equally to the Melson application. So with your permission, I'm going to incorporate all of the CMF presentation as part of the Melson application rather than repeat things. As to the CMF application, as I think you know, there was a joint exhibit book that's been submitted that I think you have copies of. As I've stated, it has the environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, the plus response, and other relevant documents. The CMF application is requesting an MRRPC zoning designation for a 12.2-acre parcel of land. It fronts on Route 54. It's just east of Sand Cove Road, and it would be an extension of the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC. The 12-acre parcel before you is contiguous to the existing Americana Bayside RPC on both the southwest and northeast sides. And I just want to give a little bit of history of the Carl M. Freeman and the Americana Bayside application, which I know some of you gentlemen are very familiar with from having been on the council at that time. Carl M. Freeman Associates been developing residential and commercial real estate in Sussex County since the late 1960s when it began the Sea Colony development near Bethany Beach. The company's developments include Sea Colony East and West, the Preserve in North Bethany, Bear Trap Dunes in Ocean View, and Americana Bayside on Route 54 and other properties. The company was founded by Carl M. Freeman, who was succeeded by his son Josh Freeman, who you may recall was fatally injured in a helicopter accident near Americana Bayside about 8 years ago. The company has a 50-year history in Sussex County of responsible quality development and contribution to and involvement in the community. The original Americana Bayside MRRPC was approved by the county in 2001. The development is located on the south side of Route 54, and as originally approved, it contained 887 acres. It was approved for a maximum of 1,700 residential units and 170,000 square feet of retail office space. It also contains extensive recreational amenities, including a public deck Nicholas design golf course and the Freeman Stage, which is operated by the Joshua Freeman Foundation. There have also been several prior applications which incorporated additional land into the RPC. This application proposes to incorporate approximately 12.25 acres of additional land into the RPC. It's to be developed as a maximum of 48 residential units on the southern or rear portion of the property, and that would be the units marked in red on the plan, and up to 18,000 square feet of office retail space on the northern or front portion of the property, which fronts on Route 54. And just for clarification, basically this portion here is the Freeman portion, and then the second application I'll be doing is the Nelson piece, and that's that piece there. As I mentioned, Doug Nelson is the owner of the property. The entire property contains approximately 15 acres. Mr. Nelson purchased the property at a foreclosure sale in 2015 with the intention of developing a portion of the site for his use. The property is much larger than he needs, and he was contacted by CMF regarding the sale of the remainder of the site to CMF. He has agreed to convey to them 12.18 acres. And to retain the 3 acres for his use, and that's what brings us here today. The CMF application includes the 12.18 acres being purchased from Mr. Nelson, and an adjoining 6,660 square feet strip that is already owned by CMF. Now, as to both the residential and the retail office phases of the proposed development, public water service for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Artesian Water Company, a public service water company regulated by the Public Service Commission. And Artesian already serves the Americana Bayside development. The parcel is located within the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. The proposed development is within the planning study assumptions for sewer service at that location. There is adequate capacity for the proposed use. A sewer concept plan has been prepared and reviewed by the County Engineering Department, and CMF was advised that the conceptual plan will be approved pending approval of this application. Other utilities such as telephone, electric cable, and data lines are available, and again, they already serve the Americana Bayside development. The site is located in the Indian River School District and in the fire service area of the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company. As part of the original Americana Bayside approval, CMF was responsible for extensive roadway and intersection improvements on Route 54 and Route 20. They have all been constructed at the expense of about $4.5 million that the developer paid. As to this application, as you can see from the site plan, there will be a shared entrance from Route 54 that would serve both the retail office portion of the CMF site as well as the Nelson site.
So that, that shared entrance is right there.
There'd be a separate entrance for the residential portion of CMF site. That would be from Sand Cove Road. So for the residential portion to the rear here, that entrance is on Sand Cove Road right there.
DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study, and a letter of no objection as to the entrance plans dated July 27th was issued by DelDOT and is part of the record. A wetland delineation was performed by Environmental Resources, Inc. No federal or state wetlands are located on either the Melson or the CMF portions of the site except for 0.121 acres of nine tidal federal wetlands, which are actually part of the Perch Creek tax ditch, which is located along the western boundary of the CMF site. And again, that the ditch comes down this way.
There will be a 30-foot access easement for maintenance of the ditch along the eastern side of the ditch, and that will also serve as a buffer between the tax ditch, the wetlands, and the proposed development. And the only place that would be an exception would be there'll be a culvert where this entrance is right here. Stormwater management design will comply with all regulatory requirements. It is planned that the swales, bioswales, and constructed wetlands will be integrated into the final drainage and landscape plans, as well as the utilization of green technology. CMF intends to construct a two-story building on the Route 54 fronting portion of the site that would contain a maximum of 18,000 square feet of usable area, or 9,000 square feet per floor. What their specific plans are, CMF offices are currently scattered at several different locations. Their intention is to relocate all of its management offices to this location, as well as the offices of the Freeman Foundation, which, as I said, operates the Freeman Stage. They would all be located here, and then any unneeded office space would be leased as office space, medical offices, or similar type uses. I mentioned earlier that the original conditions that were placed on Americana Bayside permitted 170,000 square feet of retail office space, and this proposed 18,000 square feet will not be separate, will not be in addition. That this 18,000 square feet will be part of the originally approved 170,000 square feet. That we represented that at the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Planning and Zoning Commission did incorporate that into one of the conditions. So I think that was the question you had, Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
So this is, we're not asking for 18,000 more. This is part of what was already approved. And then similar, the rear portion of the site will be developed with a maximum of 48 residential units. Those owners will be members of an HOA who will be responsible for maintenance and repair of the common areas and improvements. All owners will be entitled to the use of the extensive Americana Bayside recreation amenities, the same as all other Americana Bayside owners. Again, that original approval permitted up to 1,700 residential units, and these proposed 48 units will be part of that approved unit count and not in addition to it. And again, that was represented at the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Commission incorporated that into one of those proposed conditions. So the retail office space and the number of units are not in addition to, they are part of what was already approved back in 2001. The proposed conditions also provide that this application will be an extension of Change of Zone 1393, which was the original Americana Bayside MRRPC approval, and it will be subject to the conditions of that approval as they've been amended, except for the one condition. And Mr. Vincent, I think this is what you were asking about. Condition 24 in the original approval provided that the original RPC retail office area would not have direct access to Route 54 because it was internalized within the development and it was being served off the main road that came into Americana Bayside. What we're requesting is that condition would not apply to this parcel because this parcel fronts on Route 54. DelDOT's already approved entrance from 54. And I would mention that the
county has exempted a similar retail parcel of land fronting on Route 54 in change of zone 1731, and that was in July 2013. And I think that is, what's that, Tom?
CVS McDonald's.
It's a CVS McDonald's right on 54, similar to what we're requesting here. Under the comprehensive plan, the parcel, of course, is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is one of the growth areas. The plan states that in the environmentally sensitive developing area, these are areas that can accommodate development provided special environmental concerns are addressed. The plan states that central water and sewer facilities are strongly encouraged, and as I said, we will have those on this development. The plan states under permitted uses in the environmentally sensitive development area that a range of housing types should be permitted, including townhouses and multifamily units, and that retail and office uses are appropriate. So we believe that our proposed 48 duplex units on the rear portion of the site and the office use on the front portion of the site fronting on Route 54 are in accordance with the comprehensive plan. And Mrs. Cornwell's review letter did indicate that the application was consistent with the comprehensive plan. CMF has a long history in Sussex County for responsible quality development. Americana Bayside is a successful RPC community providing housing, jobs, and economic impact to the county. It provides a public golf course, which provides recreational activity, and the Freeman Stage provides entertainment and cultural activities to all residents of Sussex County. The additional residential units are a natural extension of the existing RPC, and the office and retail space will provide needed space for Freeman at an appropriate location fronting on Route 54. As was stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the CMF application subject to conditions A through P. And again, I won't repeat those all, but condition A limited the maximum number of residential units to 48. Condition B limited the retail office use to a maximum of 18,000 square feet. Condition C stated that those uses will be part of the uses originally approved for the RPC and not in addition to that. And conditions D and J state that the that these uses will not be subject, that will be subject to all of the original conditions except for the condition that required no access to Route 54. As I said, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the application subject to the conditions. We concur in the Commission's findings and in the recommended conditions. And other than any questions you may have, that will conclude my presentation.
Any questions from Council?
Mr. Cole.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, somewhere in here I read that some lady appeared and was concerned about lights, I assume, going into her property, which is across the street.
Yes, that was Mrs. Atkins, who... She actually doesn't live directly across the street. She lives a little bit further down Route 54. And, of course, we're in here. We're not in here for a site plan yet.
I understand that. But now, if it needs something across the street, that would not be in your site plan you presented, would it? I wouldn't think it would be. It's not your property.
No, but we actually have met with Mrs. Atkins. And there will be landscaping done to diminish any impact the lights would have. And we did explain also that the nature of the Freeman use will be offices, which will not be a lot of nighttime activity, and it's a shared entrance. And as I will explain, the other side would be a funeral chapel, which again does not have a lot of night activity. But we did meet with Mrs. Atkins and we did meet with Mrs. McGee also because she had some concerns, and we understand that they were satisfied.
Okay, Mr. Cole.
When I look at this plan, Jim, I'm looking at it is an environmentally sensitive developing district. We're aware of it, and I remember all of Americana Bayside's issues about density and everything else. And I don't I challenge whether this is consistent with Americana Bayside because it is at 2 units to the acre. It implies here in this one what is it number two that the where is it? Hang on a minute. Anyway, somewhere in here it says that this is consistent. So I beg to differ because this is 4 units to the acre and the rest of Americana Bayside is 2 units to the acre, even though you're shuffling things around.
I understand your point.
It gives the impression that 4 units to the acre now is consistent with Americana Bayside, and it's not. It's 2 units to the acre, which is what is consistent.
Well, I would disagree with you to this point. The entire RPC is the piece that you determine the density from.
Right.
If you go to the existing development now, and if you picked out a place, if you cut out 3 acres, if you cut that out where there's units developed, in that area itself, it might be at 6 units a year.
Right, right.
Okay?
Well, that's where you, with an RPC, you get the flexibility, you get the creativity, things like that. With this RPC, I mean, I'm challenged here to look at that and see, is there anything superior about this design? Is there anything creative? It looks to me like you just basically maxed out and truly maxed out as much as you could a piece of ground in the environmentally sensitive developing district.
Well, this is not a separate RPC.
Well,
this will be part of Americana Bayside.
Okay.
This is just...
Okay.
We've done 3 or 4 extensions of land into the RPC. This is just another one. So in other words, this is not a standalone development. This is part of Americana Bayside.
Is this a standalone, or is it? If the ordinance calls for this piece of ground to be an RPC, is this a standalone, or is it? How do we look at it, Everett? You tell me.
The application indicated that it was part of the original RPC, and that's how come the numbers, the 48, are allowed to come off or be part of the original application.
The application is filed as a separate application for zoning,
right.
Okay? But this becomes part of the original RPC, and that's one of the conditions. It states in there it's subject to that, it's part of that. And in fact, again, we're using the approved density and the approved retail office, you know, for this development. And as I said, it's been done 3 or 4 times. This isn't new.
Right, but the it was just the wording. Right, I went too far. There's where I'm back here. I'm at these darn machines. The proposed density of 48, number 2, under for the following reasons. I would love to see that. Then I don't like the wording of it. The proposed density of 48 residential units is consistent with the density of Americana Bayside development, which I don't think that's a
Let me tell you the other side of it, George.
Tell me. I mean, just
we're adding 12 acres to Americana Bayside.
I know.
All right, and we're using the 1,700 units that have already been approved.
Right.
We're actually reducing the gross density of Americana Bayside if this is approved, because it's your gross number of units.
I understand that. I understand. Okay. I'm just the wording on this is reasoning, because somebody will come along, another attorney will come along, and use this reasoning that, you know, that we. They just pull this one out by itself, and it'll just say that this proposed density of 48 units is consistent. And 12 acres of 48 units,
that's the wording from the Planning Commission.
Okay, I mean, I know. I would just like to see that reasoning changed, because that's not, I don't think, the way I read this thing. And again, as an RPC, when you talk about Americana Bayside, all the quality and everything else, to me, there's nothing creative, there's nothing unique about this. This looks like just our old cookie cutter type of subdivisions or developments. I'm trying to find something about that is redeeming, to say, oh, well, that's, you know, that meets that high standard of Americana Bayside and what they've been doing. Could somebody point out some unique features about this layout of this plan?
You're pulling out one portion of the
RPC. I'm just looking at this, and then people ride by, they're going to see this piece of ground, and they're going to see this development in the future, and they're going to say that, you know, that, I don't know. Is it creative? Is it unique? Is there something superior in an RPC? That's why we have the RPC, to try to encourage developers to give us something superior.
But you can't cut this out from the entire MRRPC that's already approved. Everything that's in the existing Americana Bayside equally applies to this, including all the recreational amenities, all the open space, and everything else. This is just a tiny expansion of the existing RPC. You can't view it as a standalone.
I'm looking at 12 acres that is unique, and I'm looking at this development that you're showing here, and I see nothing unique about. I'm not looking at the rest of the development. There's some nice areas or some things there that maybe don't cut, that I don't like, but I'm just saying, but this, what I'm seeing here today, doesn't seem to be a superior, more creative design. It just seems to me like you've maxed out a piece of ground as a developer, and I don't, like I said, I'm looking for something.
What
it's in the environmentally
sensitive. What I would tell you is
this is the site plan that's submitted now.
I understand.
We're not going through site plan review yet.
I understand.
This obviously could be modified. It's approved for a maximum of 48 units. It could be fewer units when they get into actually doing the site design.
All right. And
but again, it's limited by its size, you can do with it.
I would just like to see, again, if they're going to come in and do this and tell us this is an environmentally sensitive, I don't see anything environmentally sensitive about that. By putting as many units and maxing out a piece of ground isn't environmentally sensitive. So I'm just trying to get you on record to tell me why, that is a superior design and why you just didn't do a conditional use. Could you have done a conditional use? Because that doesn't meet my definition of an RPC.
I believe they could have asked for multifamily as a conditional use in the AR1 zoning district.
But this is not a standalone RPC. It's just an extension. Georgia County has done this 3 or 4 times with other parcels of land. I don't understand how this is getting cut out as something different.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Now I'm just looking at 12 acres with an entrance out here on this side road. I don't see it interconnected to anything but woods. I mean, the rest of the Americana Bayside is nowhere near it right now, right?
No.
It's kind of sitting out there by itself.
Locations.
Huh?
It's adjacent to it at 2 locations.
It's adjacent to property that's owned.
That's part of the RPC.
Part of the RPC. Okay.
Mr. President, may I?
Yes, sir. Mr.
Go ahead. I would just say, Mr. Cole, I think I do understand your point if it were a standalone subdivision. I think what makes it unique is the fact that they are including this into the Bayside Americana subdivision. That in itself makes it unique.
If that's your definition, it's fine.
Well, this council voted on that years ago. So I think by the definition and the vote that this council made years ago, by definition, they agreed that that Bayside Americana is a very unique and desirable RPC. So with the fact that they're adding this to this, by default, makes it that way.
If that's the way you want to look at it.
If I could add, I think that's important thing is, as I said, we could have come in and said we'd like to get 48 more units than are approved and 18,000 square feet more than is approved. I mean, but to show that this is part of it, we're saying we're using what you already approved. So really, you're approving no new units that aren't already approved and no square footage isn't already approved.
Do you have any proposed conceptual or anything showing how this connects to the rest of it? Do we have that somewhere? Is that in the book where it connects?
We have a
proximity map.
Well, not a proximity, but how this connects. Do you have like a master plan for the community or are they just moving along?
Well, we said it's adjacent to it.
I know it's adjacent to property, but there's nothing.
Okay. So, do you mind if I?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we're good. Introduce yourself and
my name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about this parcel here right now.
Right.
The main.
Could you blow that up for us? Can you blow it up and then center it? Is that feasible?
Well, we want to see. That's all that around that red is all. That's all Americana Bayside.
The red line is completely Americana Bayside around the whole community.
When you say red line, it's shown. Show them the big red line because you just circled it.
Yeah, right there.
This is the boundary
mm-hmm.
of the RPC. It goes all the way around.
All around.
Okay. These pods here that I've circled were change of zone. So they were not included in the original RPC, and they're very consistent to what we're asking to do here in that we, is a housing development integrated into the overall RPC with the use of all the amenities. The main recreational amenity is right here.
Okay.
There are two properties in between the Nelson piece and the other residential parts of the RPC, and those are right in here. We have an easement across one of the properties to extend the walkway. The goal is to get an easement across the other property to extend the walkway, so their walkway would extend all the way and connect into Americana Bayside, and you are extremely close to the half mile from the main amenity, and you'll have a walkway that connects it right to
mm-hmm.
Bayside.
If you get the easement.
We need
if,
one more.
Right.
Gotten one. We went out and got one.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you got to drive. And are the rest of them interconnected with the internal road system from Americana Bayside?
Roads, walkways, multi.
And this will be eventually interconnected to the, or because I don't see a back entrance out. Where, how would you interconnect to the interior of your if we want to keep cars?
You would go along the road walking.
No, okay, with a vehicle. If you had a vehicle and you wanted to drive,
let's go down Sand Cove Road.
Okay, so you got to get on a public road. There's no internal road within your big master plan that gets a individual from there to the clubhouse, for instance, without having to go out on public roads.
That's correct, but that's no different than the county already. This piece right here was the Knox form that was incorporated into the RPC a couple of years ago. You could say the same thing about that. That, again, you have to go on Sand Cove Road to get to take a vehicle.
Which is probably not, I mean, that one I know because it is across the road.
Right, it's on the other side of the road.
But you're on the same side of the road and you butt your other lands. I'm just wondering why there is an interconnection to keep the cars in the interior of Americana Bayside and keep them off the public roads, which is what we, part of this RPC and superior design and all this other good stuff is trying to reduce
that so that we can't run a road through there.
Okay.
But again, you're familiar with Sand Cove Road, and obviously it's not a highly traveled road. I mean, it's not.
I understand.
Not only that, it was completely rebuilt and relocated as part of the Bayside project. So it was always considered to be a spine road through the community.
But it is a public road.
It is a public road, but it is integrated into the community. It was rebuilt by the treatment companies as Bayside developed.
Mr. Fuqua, this application will have the benefit in use of all amenities that are currently approved. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said this 10 times, but this is part of Americana Bayside. It's not a junior partner or anything else. It's just part of everything that's there, or hopefully will be.
Okay. Any more questions from council?
When they reduce the number, before anything starts, do we know where anything's reduced? How does that work? I've never
site plan review.
Remember.
It's site plan review. Will state what the square footage is. So the county will know what the square footage is being used.
Oh, that's on the commercial. How about on number of units?
Well, same thing. When we get a site plan approved, it'll be. Whether it's 48, 46, 44 units, it'll be...
So when you put one there, you're going to take one from somewhere?
No, because some of the other development hasn't really been designed yet. It's just kind of placeholders there.
So right.
The magic number 17, when we hit 17, it's topped out then.
They can just revise their master plan that shows these are whatever hasn't been developed yet, and then they've relocated 48 units to here.
Which has been done numerous.
Okay,
numerous.
Yes. And that would be required when? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Before final site plan approval.
So on this one?
If this is successful, yes.
Gets approved, then they have to revise everything.
They just have to revise their master plan, which they've already done multiple times through the planning office, just so we can track
how to track all that.
Moving the lots. Yes.
Quick question.
Sure.
So just to kind of reaffirm, Mr. Cole, in your explanation earlier, you're not adding additional density at all, or even to the number of units that have been originally approved to the community.
These units will count against what was approved in 2001.
So you're not asking for more, you're just asking for this approval of this parcel so that these units can be included in the original approved amount.
In effect, what we're saying is we'd like to bring this land into the RPC, and we're going to use some of those units that you've already approved on this land, and we're going to use some of that office retail on this land. But this isn't, we're not increasing it. We're just using what we already have approval for.
I applaud you. No, that's good.
So you're adding, and then you're going to subtract from the existing pieces of
Right, we won't be
land.
Able to use those over
Correct.
In some other
So place. Therefore, in theory, you could add perhaps additional amenities, as an example, or whatever the developer would choose to do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
or the 19th
space
hole.
Or whatever.
The 19th hole, that could be the George Cole hole, perhaps, the 19th hole, perhaps.
I don't have, I'm too busy to play golf.
So
I'll pass on it.
I just wanted to make sure that you're not adding any more units.
We're not adding.
If I was an attorney,
to the already
and
approved.
And again, I'll repeat that is a condition that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended
and we concur in that. We represented that was the case.
So it has the effect of actually decreasing the overall density because you're adding acreage.
Right, marginally. I mean, it's not a big percentage, but yes, it's actually decreasing the gross density.
Okay, any other questions from council? Mr. Fuqua, do you have anyone else that you would like to?
No, unless you have any questions.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's prerogative to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Moore, do we need to act on this now? As far as we're going to defer or something or whatever? Or?
You could act now or defer to after you had the next hearing because you had indicated you were having everything incorporated by reference.
Yeah, Mr. President, I think I'll be better if I do the second hearing because then you'll see
that'd
the entire picture.
Right. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yes. And the second hearing is change of zone 1804. Filed on behalf of Doug Melson. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.05 acres, more or less, located on the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, 700 feet east of West Sand Cove Road, Road 394. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 50, or a portion of. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on July 28th. At that time, the applicant, it was noted that the application was originally filed on April 7th, 2016, and that the applicants filed an exhibit booklet referencing both applications. The exhibit booklet contained letters relating to the changes in zoning, environmental assessment, and public facility evaluations, preliminary site plans, site plan renderings, a proximity map, plus comments in the responses, a survey and a deed, a series of maps and data, a stormwater conceptual plan, traffic and site circulation letters from utility providers and wetlands information. Staff did receive a letter of no objection from DLDOT regarding the application. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District and the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It's also noted that Mr. Fuqua represented this application and provided information, and that Ellen McGee and Anita Adkins were present and expressed concerns about the entrance off Route 54 and vehicle lighting impacting the residential properties along across 54 and the need for landscaping. They Planning Commission deferred this application, and then on August 11th, the Planning Commission discussed the application under old business, and they moved to make to recommend approval for the change of zone from AR1 to B1. If you'd like, I can read that motion into the record.
Please.
Okay. Mr. Hudson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1804 for Doug Melson for a change of zone from AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for the change in zone to B1 neighborhood business given its location to Route 54, which is a major roadway in Sussex County. Two, the permitted B1 uses are appropriate and will benefit the nearby residents of the neighborhood. The applicant's business is Melson Funeral Services and has stated on the record that he intends to operate a new funeral chapel on the property to provide services to the residents and growing residential communities located in the Route 54 area. Three, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or the community. Four, the project will be served by central water and will be served by county sewer. Five, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. B1 neighborhood business zoning is an appropriate zoning classification in this area according to our plan. Six, the final site plan for any proposed use of the property will be subject to the review and the approval of the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Any questions from council? Mr. Fuqua.
Okay. Again, gentlemen, for the record or the tape recorder, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm the attorney representing the applicant, Doug Melson. I previously mentioned there was a joint exhibit book submitted for both Mr. Melson and for CMF application. And again, I just would request that the record made on the CMF application be incorporated into the record as part of the Melson application.
So noted, and it shall be.
As I stated earlier, Mr. Melson purchased this 15-acre parcel at a foreclosure sale with the intent of establishing a new location for a funeral chapel, which is Mr. Melson's profession. As I also explained, Mr. Melson has an agreement to sell 12 acres of the site to CMF to retain 3 acres with approximately 550 feet of frontage on Route 54, and that is what I highlighted there in blue. The application seeks to rezone that 3-acre parcel B1 neighborhood business. Mr. Melson's business is Melson Funeral Services. It was started by Mr. Melson's father in 1934. It's been providing funeral services in Sussex County to Sussex County families for over 80 years. Doug and his wife currently have funeral chapels at 3 locations in Sussex County, in Frankfort, in Ocean View, and on Long Neck Road. As that long business history indicates, Melson Funeral Services has been a successful local business providing a needed service to county residents in a professional, dignified, and respectful manner at a difficult time that all families are faced with on occasion. Doug recognized that this type of service was needed in this growing area based on the many residential developments that are along the Route 54 corridor, and in particular including the Americana Bayside, and basically has plans to establish a 4th funeral chapel at this site. The need for this type of service is even greater in this area due to certain demographics of the residents. And I want to quote a newspaper article from the July 5th, 2016 issue of the News Journal, which I really found interesting, and it does apply to this, but let me just tell you what this said, and this is just briefly part of it. It says, Delaware grew faster than neighboring states and the country as a whole from 2010 to 2015 and could reach a population of 1 million by 2020. People who are 65 years of old or older accounted to 14.4% of the state's population in 2010. That figure jumped to 17% in 2015, or approximately 161,000. The News Journal reported in May how an influx of retirees, particularly to Delaware Beach communities, account for much of the state's new inhabitants. And in Sussex County, nearly 1 in 4 residents is over 65 years old. Retirees are moving to Sussex County, and because they need services, that brings others, said Ed Ratledge, director of the Center for Applied Demography and Survey Research at the University of Delaware. Sussex County experienced the most rapid growth of Delaware counties, reaching a 2015 population of 215,622, a 9.4% jump from 2010. And the beaches and areas generally east of US 13 have seen the most activity in terms of new construction and population increase, said Chip Guy, spokesman for Sussex County government. We would expect that trend to continue in the foreseeable future. So the population of Sussex County has increased 9.4% in 5 years from 2010 to 2015, which really surprised me. I didn't realize what an increase it had been. The beach communities account for most of that growth, and nearly 1 in 4 Sussex County residents is over 65, myself included. The nature of the senior population requires specific types of services, such as medical care, living assistance, and because we are all mortal, funeral services. We really don't like to think about that, but when needed, we all know that it does provide the comfort and assistance that is needed at those times. Now, getting back to the application, Doug is requesting to rezone the 3-acre parcel to B1. Section 11568 of the zoning code states that the purpose of the B1 district is to provide primarily for retail shopping and personal service uses to serve the needs of a relatively small area of residential neighborhoods. And funeral homes are one of the listed permitted uses specified in the B1 district. As I previously stated on the other application, the site is in a designated growth area. Under the comprehensive plan, it will be served by public water and sewer. Entrance, again, will be the shared entrance from Route 54 with the CMF property, and stormwater management improvements, will be designed and constructed to accommodate both these uses. All the other relevant issues were addressed with the CMF application. They apply equally to the Melson application, which I've already made part of the record. And again, Mrs. Cornwell's summary letter also indicated that this application is consistent with the comprehensive plan. Similar to the CMF situation, Nelson Funeral Services is an established business in Sussex County providing funeral services for over 80 years. The site is located in an area of growing older population of county residents. The rezoning will permit construction of a needed service at a location fronting on Route 54 in a growth area served by county sewer. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approval of the application, and again, we agree with their findings. And again, that will conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Any questions from council?
So, Jim, this will be subdivided off, right? Or is it's all one parcel now?
Yeah, it's all one parcel now, and again...
Subdivided off?
Mr. Nelson will keep what's marked in blue there, and then the remainder of that triangle is what would be conveyed to CMF.
So what Mr. Nelson is keeping will not be part of the Americana Bayside Master
correct.
Plan?
Mr. Nelson's will not be part of CMF. That's why there is two applications.
Okay, right.
That's going to be his final resting place.
Okay. And okay, all right. So that's not part of the calculation of the commercial coming out of.
No, just that. This is a total standalone.
Just that little square box there in the front.
This piece here is the Nelson piece.
Gotcha.
Okay. All the rest of it that is all the Freeman piece.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions from council?
I do. Before you walk away, the commercial piece, I know, kind of going back to kind of, I guess we can kind of go back and forth a little bit, yeah. Kind of sort of, because we've not voted on.
They're interconnected, but they're not. So
right. I'll ask the question if it's appropriate, then that would be good. But I know this is just the land use decision here, and I understand that. But the is it the intent of the applicant to have similar look as Americana Bayside?
As the offices and things?
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that far into design. I will say this, it's Mr. Melson's intention to have a very attractive funeral chapel type building that you see at other locations. It certainly, as you can imagine, that type of facility has to have some architecture and good taste to it.
Sure.
And it would be something along those lines, whereas Freeman, I assume, would be more of an office-type building structure. So I don't think they're going to be totally integrated type of architecture.
I just ask because I know that then the other parcel, the CMF office space there to the left, which is the Freeman Foundation and then their offices, I know that that's, I guess, because the previous application that was presented is part of the RPC. How does that commercial piece or office piece, I mean, how does that play out?
On which piece are you discussing? The part that is Melson? Because Melson's is being completely conveyed, will not be part of it. The other portion that we heard on the previous hearing will be part of the RPC.
Right.
So the Nelson piece here, and then the Freeman piece here with the residential to the rear. This is all the RPC. That this is a standalone B1 that'll be where Mr. Nelson will be building the funeral chapel. As far as again, they're working together. The entrance, the stormwater facilities, things of that nature. They're going to be a joint thing with easements and shared costs. They're working together. Obviously, Freeman's buying it from Mr. Melson.
Sure.
There certainly can be common interest in the landscaping and design, color schemes, things of that nature, to keep things looking attractive. But again, a funeral chapel and an office building, I don't think you end up with similar type architectural features. If that's your question.
Well, I only ask. I mean, it's only because, you know, I live 2 miles from Bayside. I frequent that area often. There is a level of expectation of quality with Bayside that the community is accustomed to, which people find attractive. So the question is there a similar intent to have a similar look and feel because it's part of the Carl Freeman family, if you will.
Again, and what I said earlier, Freeman, Freeman's had their fans and their non-fans over the years and different things that have been done. But I think the history over 50 years is, again, of quality and interest in the community, and there was no reason why that is going to change on this office building.
But what's changed from my remembering of what happened, we, with an RPC, you're permitted X amount of commercial B1 space for how many acres you have. And the argument was made that they wanted to, there was the intent to put it all along Route 54. But supposedly the intent of the RPC was to have your commercial handle the and accommodate the community so that those people wouldn't go out on our public roads and add additional stress to that, and it would keep it interior. So amenities and commercial, whatever commercial, all this stuff was interior. So we made an argument that controlled access, that you come into Americana Bayside, you had to access the commercial from there. It wasn't accessed originally from 54. Then they, McDonald's, they realized that that sounds good in a book, but it doesn't really work when it comes to real life because there's not enough people in Americana Bayside to support most businesses. So they wanted to get back out on the thing. So what you're doing here basically is taking some of that commercial space that would have been inside and accessed from the main thoroughfare, right? And we're putting it out here. So because commercial space inside the community is not as valuable as being on 54. So this is just basically to get you out on 54, get the exposure that they didn't get years ago on a piece of it. Now, we're only doing a B1. This is all conceptual, obviously. Now, Mr. Melson, I'm sure, is going to do what he wants to do, but we're not sure with things could change. Isn't that pretty much right?
I'm not actually sure what you just said, to be honest with you, because we couldn't have addressed this piece of property back in 2001 because it wasn't part of our application.
Where is the current, in your master plan currently, where is your commercial space?
Basically, most of it is there.
Where?
I mean, you're
inside the main entrance. Then you got that road right off to the right?
Well, there is the Harris Teeter store, which is very close to Route 54.
Right, but it's all access from that central controlled access.
Right, and let me go back to what you said. It was never intended to have all commercial on Route 54. That original design of Americana Bayside had that internalized. What your condition was there couldn't be an entrance from Route 54 because we had the main road coming in, and what the council at that time said is, okay, access those things from your main entrance road rather than directly from Route 54.
Right.
When we did the other piece where what the McDonald's and things are, I mean, I think there were comments from council to the effect that, you know, it's really, DelDOT really should be the ones to say whether an entrance is appropriate or not there. DelDOT will say if it's not safe, you shouldn't do it there. And if DelDOT approves it, you know, they got the expertise, so we defer to them on that. In that situation, again, it was kind of like you were creating a weird path to get into the McDonald's and everything, and everybody
just
recognized
didn't
it didn't make any
didn't
sense.
Work.
Right?
Right.
So, again, the original RPC was this. There's been, I guess this might be the fifth time we've been in here because they've acquired additional parcels of land over the years. It's just been a natural progression, expansion of the development, and each one has its own unique features and factors to deal with, and that's what brings us back in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to present?
No, that concludes our presentation.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak on this application? Anyone else here today that would like to speak favorably on this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If it's council's prerogative, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Okay, the council close the public record. I guess Mr. Moore asked you to read the short title of CZ 1803.
The change of zone on Doug Melson.
Can I just ask
a quick question? Okay.
I was just going to say, to make a change where I was concerned about in the reasoning about in the first one.
Where it was
about 1803 right. Was the first one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, go back.
Yes.
To the first one, I was concerned. And
that was on
about number two, the wording of it, the proposed density is consistent.
Why don't we change it to read, and you tell me if this is okay. the 48 residential units will be included in and will not exceed the total number of units permitted in the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC approvals. That takes away the proposed density and is consistent with the density of, and that was the language you were concerned with.
Okay, yeah, that's better, yes.
Do we need to read the short title first?
Yes, we will. We'll read the short title with the conditions, and then we'll amend.
And then we can amend conditions if it works.
That is correct. And this is going to be the one for CMF Bayside. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community as an addition to change of zone number 1393 for Americana Bayside for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 12.313 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning is numbers 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through P.
Mr. Cole.
I would like to suggest that we modify number 2 under reasons, not conditions, but reasons for the, changes in.
And would you like me to read that proposed?
Would you please read the proposed change? Yes, there we
again.
Go.
The 48 residential units will be included in and will not exceed the number of units permitted in the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC approvals.
I know that may sound trivial, but folks, you weren't here when we did this the first time. I'll vote yes. I'll make that motion yes.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. To amend reason number 2 as read by Mr. Moore in the public record. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes to change that.
Mr. Horlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not voting.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
And now we would vote on an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community as an addition to change of zone number 1393 for Americana Bayside for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 12.313 acres more or less, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 6 as amended, number 2 as amended, and conditions 7A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt change of zone number 1803 for the reasons, amended reasons, as read by Mr. Moore and for the with the condition as stated. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
As you've heard, I kind of reflect back to when this all happened and the RPC and stuff, and I do think that this design on that 12 acres is not something that's flexible. It's not a superior plan. It's not interconnected to the it shows no interconnection to the balance of it. So I think those are all weak points. The one thing I will applaud the developer for is that they've not increased any of the density, because I think density is the issue that we're facing here in Sussex County with all kinds of other problems. But with that being said, I'll vote yes to support this, but all I can tell you is I still don't think this meets the quality and the high standards that we're supposedly be seeing from Americana Bayside. This is just more the same. It looks like somebody from wherever outside the area came in and laid out as much as they could on a piece of ground. So the residential part of it is weak, but due to the fact it's not increasing anything and it's added more land to it, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I think, you know, there's 48 units that have been proposed in this change of zone, and I think that there are very similar pockets of 48 units throughout Americana Bayside that would have a similar look, and the fact that it is being a part of and included in Bayside Americana with the quality and the amenities that it currently do exist, that people of this community do find attractive, many, by the success that they have achieved. And I'm confident that the entrance to the community would be very similar to that of others at Bayside Americana. I will certainly say yes and vote yes, per the recommendations of Planning and Zoning, as amended.
Mr. Wilson.
I say yes to P&Z.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's reasons as amended and the conditions placed. All the motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.05 acres, more or less, and for reasons as given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt change of zone number 1804. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
No, I'll vote yes for the same reasons as before.
Mr. Arlett.
I, too, shall vote yes per Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes according to P&Z recommendation.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation and their reasonings for doing so. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.